This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government will implement the Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Points ISO 22000 standard for its free nutritious meals program. This move aims to improve the quality and safety of food distributed through the initiative. HACCP ISO 22000 is an internationally recognized food safety management system designed to ensure safety across the entire food supply chain. Indonesia's main stock index rose on Thursday, October 9, at the Indonesia Stock Exchange as investors responded positively to signals the U.S. Federal Reserve may cut interest rates two more times this year, boosting global market sentiment and risk appetite. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world, welcome to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today from the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, Voice of Indonesia. With me, Rahma, on the mic on this Thursday, October 9, 2025, going to be here to present to you various updates, information, music, all about Indonesia. So make sure you keep tuning in on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Terdiam di tatapanmu, menghantui pikiranku. Terus menerus tak lupa hangat senyummu, hiasi gelap malamku. Oh oh, kau datang tak kuduga, beri aku tawa. Bahagia hariku kau buat sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Serasa ku ingin katakan pada dunia, oh, seberapa ku inginkanmu. Teman hidupku yang dulu kelam, kau jadikan penuh makna. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Banyak harapku untukmu. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan. Seberapa ku inginkanmu temani hidupku yang dulu kelam, kau jadikan penuh makna. Tunggu sejenak ini belum saatnya, kan tiba waktunya. Ungkapkan semua
selamanya jadi kenangan Jakarta Ratatara. Tertulis di bola matamu, setiap tatapmu mengikat diriku. Terkuncilah sudah hatiku di kota yang baru, yang sekarang ku anggap rumahku. Setiap ku pergi kau selalu menanti. Jika ku tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana. Kisah kasih yang kita rangkai bersama, kan selamanya jadi kenangan.
Indahnya gelora cinta,
temani ku temani sendiri di kota ini.
Setiap kau pergi ku kan selalu menanti.
Jika ku tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan. Kisah kasih yang kita rangkai bersama, kan sampainya jadi kenangan. Jakarta Ratatara, Ratatara, kisah kita selamanya. Ratatara, kisah kasih di Jakarta.
Selalu di hati.
Jika tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana. Kisah kasih yang kita rangkai bersama, kan sampainya jadi kenangan. Jakarta, jika tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Badai, an Indonesian noted musician, Doadi Badai Holo, or known as a former keyboardist of the popular Kris Patih band. It was Badai who often created hit songs which are still known to music lovers in Indonesia. Badai wants his songs to be rejuvenated by every generation. Therefore, he collaborated with an actor, Randy Pangalila, and released the album Badai and Randy Pangalila The Greatest Hits Volume 1 on January 19, 2024. The songs on this album include hits that have been sung by Kris Patih, such as the song Tapi Bukan Aku, which means But It Wasn't Me. Through the latest arrangement, this song feels more mature. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Badai X Randy with Tapi Bukan Aku. Happy listening!
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Tak ingin kau semakin kan terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini. Meski tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Paling berdosa, hianati rasa demi keinginan semu. Lebih baik jangan mencinta aku dan semua hatiku, karena takkan pernah yang kau temui cinta sejati. Berakhirlah sudah semua kisah ini dan jangan kau tangisi lagi. Sekalipun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu. Sejuta kata maaf terasa kan percuma, sebab rasa ku telah mati untuk menyadarinya.
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit this beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Indonesia.
Nyanyi tentang terang dan gelapnya hidup ini.
yang berani itu. Meruntuhkan egoku bukanlah satu hal yang mudah. Dengan kasih lembut kau pecahkan kerasnya hatiku.
Kita masih muda.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Open wine amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujungnya jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak soni dokon jumulohami marsatabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru pada potang, nama lo mangazari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Karo Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are 1 penarune, 2 penggual, and 2 simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by 5 different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Oh, 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 oh
Kapel Gendang Telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyaros culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangua. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk arts. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, Gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, panganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of Gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, in today's music corner, we will play a song from Bali entitled Dewa Ayu. The song Dewa Ayu was composed by Ima Dewayan. The song itself, Dewa Ayu, is a nickname for girls from a high caste in Bali. The lyrics tell about a girl who is learning to dance. Alright listener, here is the song from Bali, Dewa Ayu by Lydia. Enjoy!